Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I am Steve Gruber, fighting for you from where? The foxhole of freedom. I wanted to tell you the truth. When everybody else hides from it, I'll be brutally honest, when they can't, God bless America. You ready to do this? Let's do it. Number one of the big three, a Washington court has struck down a ban on high-capacity magazines as unconstitutional, but the state Supreme Court there put a hold on the ruling almost immediately, meaning the fight will have to continue, but it's a good step in the right direction. Number two, Iran still rattling its sabers and prepping the world for a strike on Israel, maybe the United States, in retaliation for the recent attack on Syria that left seven of its military leaders dead. And number three, Joe Biden, as we discussed in the first hour, is in real trouble. And it's so bad, the issue of abortion is being used as a weapon by Democrats, but it may not be enough to save him from losing in November. Now, it could certainly prop up Arizona. That's problematic, to say the least. But there are other factors, like Joe losing touch with reality and the voters that helped him get into office in 2020 that seem to be turning away. With a failing economy, the open border, inflation running out of control, these are all big problems for old Joe, no question. And the Biden team is so desperate to stop the bleeding when it comes to losing core supporters, it actually took the risk of allowing Joe Biden to sit down and do an interview with a Spanish network. Right? They let him sit down and do an interview. He says he hopes his legacy in this interview, and he says he hopes his legacy is ending the war in Vietnam. Look, I can't make this stuff up. He hopes his legacy is ending the war in Vietnam. Here it is.
Did you spend a lot of time thinking about what your legacy would look like?
Well, I hope the legacy is that I kept my word, that I said that the reason I was running was to help change the life of ordinary people and reduce the prospect of war. And because of Vietnam, and when I ran, I said that I was once asked when I was 29 years old, I said, it must be a secret. And I said, yeah, the secret you got to ask yourself is, what are you willing to lose over? You figure out what you're willing to lose over, you got an idea what you should be doing. And so I hope my legacy is that I was honest, straightforward, and did what I said.
And the prospect of war because of Vietnam. Vietnam. Joe is apparently still in Saigon. Apparently. I mean, how else would you get there? It's remarkably weird. You know, Joe Biden is losing Hispanic and other voters in droves. That's why they agreed to do that interview you just saw a clip of. And so his plan, instead of just trying to define America going forward because of Vietnam, which ended in 1975, his plan is just to lie about Donald Trump. His plan is to smear Donald Trump, call him a racist and so forth, which, of course, people know is not true. Biden's advantage over Trump with Hispanic voters is now in the low single digits. Low single digits. Because, you see, a bad economy and an open border don't affect people because of the language they speak or the color of their skin. It affects them because they are Americans. Black Americans pay the same price for milk as do white Americans. Hispanic Americans pay the same amount for a gallon of gas as I do. I know my Hispanic wife doesn't get a discount when she goes to the gas station. All right, so this is the most absurd thing ever. So the only plan they have is to lie about Donald Trump. Here's an example.
I mean, it's just, and think of the things he says. Look at the way he talks about minority populations, Hispanics, you know, we're talking about them being, anyway, it's I can't think of any other time.
Of course he has
in
no
my
examples.
Lifetime, in history.
Well, anyway. Right, because you don't have any damn examples. You're a lying old fool. It was your wife, Joey, that compared Hispanic people to tacos. Does that come into mind? It was you, Joy, that came out and played some Hispanic folk music on your phone to show how cool you were with Hispanic voters in 2020. Talk about racist. You and Jill ought to take a long look in the mirror. It's shameful, actually. Comparing Hispanics to different kinds of tacos. Well done, Dr. Jill. By the way, speaking of the border, let's get an update. Here's your open border update. It comes with criminals from all over the world that we have no idea who they are. No idea who they are. Don't believe me? Listen.
And one that has grown more complicated with the recent arrival of nearly 200,000 migrants.
When there was that high-profile crime in Times Square when the officer was beat by the migrants, you called them ghost criminals. What did you mean by that?
Right now, most of them had no IDs. There's no way we could tell where they live, where they come from. They're pretty much ghost criminals.
I gotta think that makes your job tougher, to try to combat crime, and you're trying to look for people you don't even know what their names are.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Though Caban says migrants aren't coming to New York City to commit crimes, when they do, it's one more setback from his goal, making sure New York not only is, but feels safe.
It
Tom
Yamas,
NBC News, New York.
It's not safe. That's the point. Not at all. New York's not safe. Yeah. And they don't know who they are. They're ghost criminals. Who are they? They dump their IDs at the border. You've seen this probably. Just about the time they're ready to cross over into the United States illegally, they drop their passport. They drop their federal IDs from whatever country they come from. They're piled up. I've got a pile of them here. Why? Because they just pile up. Millions of them now. And Joe Biden now says he can't issue executive orders on the border because courts might shut him down. He had no such qualms about student loans and being shut down by the courts. I guess it depends on which political favor you want to hand out. And having an open border is the policy of this administration. Listen.
Have you made a final decision on taking executive order in terms of what you want to do at the border? That includes the power to shut down the border, as it was suggested.
Well, it suggested that. We're examining whether or not I have that power. I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000 people, 5,000 people a day trying to cross the border because you can't manage it, slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
Lies! Lies, lies, lies. Remain in Mexico would cut the flow in half, which is running about 7,000-8,000 last time I checked in. That would cut it down to 3,500 right there. And if you enforce the border further, it would cut it even further. If you took on the cartels and declared war on the cartels, as this country should do, because the cartels have declared war on us, 125,000 Americans died last year from fentanyl. Time to shut it down. Right? Time to shut that down. Yeah. Folks, the attack on excellence in America, putting our lives and our country's future at risk. All in the name of diversity, standards are being lowered everywhere in medicine, engineering, science, the law, just to name a few. The American Medical Association has declared that medicine is imbued with white supremacy, that was therefore lowering the standards for medical school entrance tests. The same happening in law and other fields. You can read about it in the latest issue of Imprimis, Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty that goes to more than 6.5 million homes and businesses. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's own Larry Arn. You can get it all at gruberforhillsdale.com. Gruberforhillsdale.com. Get subscribed today.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/line5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776. 1776.